in space. A complete feeling of space and nothingness. Nothingness.
Hello, welcome back to Astrolushes.
Hi everyone, this is Lisa here.
This is Andy.
And welcome back to our show.
It's been a minute.
It's been a hot minute.
We missed a couple of seasons.
Yep, and we're very sorry. We blew through Leo and Virgo season.
To be fair, Lisa was traveling around Italy finishing her book.
Yes, so we had some stuff that we were doing, and now we're here in Libra season.
We're in Libra season. Apologies to Leo and Virgo. Both signs that I actually adore. But we skipped past you guys. We'll make it up to you next year.
Definitely. We'll be around. We'll definitely be around. The year moves really quickly. Can you believe it's almost October? I mean, it's October.
It is October.
It
crazy.
Is, that's the craziest
so
thing.
What does Libra season mean to you?
Well, you know, I mean, I've always really loved Libras, even though they are complicated and as a Scorpio can feel a little difficult to reach at times in a meaningful way. But I've got my Mars and my Venus in Libra, so I do definitely connect with their need for harmony and beauty and connection. I love Libra and I love Libra season. I think it's a beautiful time to kind of like embrace the last of the beauty before it becomes like hard, dark, cold winter. Kind of makes sense that Libra is where it is.
I'm a little sad that we blew past Leo and Virgo just because like Leo, there's something about that star energy that comes out in late summer where you're like grasping onto the last of everything glamorous and everything not responsibility related.
A bravado.
Exactly. Yeah. And then Virgo season sets in and it's like literally the beginning of the school year.
Yeah.
And even if you're an adult, like you went through so much of your life responding to the beginning of the academic year, and like Virgo is so there for it.
Oh my God.
It couldn't come for a better sign to have.
I never thought about that.
The school year start in Virgo, it's like, I'm ready. Give me these new books. Get me these new schedules. Let me organize my entire year coming up.
It's definitely like the Trapper Keeper season.
But now we're in Libra, which is like the, you've gotten all the classes, you've gotten over all the goodness, and you're like, who am I going to flirt with this year?
True. You're a month in and you're like, I've isolated this person and this person, and you're going to be my person for the rest of the year.
Who's going to homecoming with me?
And then you've got season. Like a new batch of stickers you want to decorate your Trapper Keeper with. Do we have any high schooler listeners? If so, please tweet us and let us know because we're here for that.
Yeah. Seriously.
We love that.
Yeah. We're here for young adult energy.
Definitely. Please give it all to us because, you know, I'm turning the ripe old age of 34 in a month. Need a little youth action.
But Libra season, so yeah. So like academic year has started.
Yeah.
You're now like into the fold of your work ethic, right?
Yes.
For what it's going to be. Fall is always the busiest time for everybody.
True.
For most jobs, for most situations, it's like the hard work time of the year, which I think it's interesting that like the academic year starts in Virgo and the actual year ends in Capricorn.
Such a good point.
Right? But right now we're in Libra, which is like, okay, you've gotten your schedule.
Yeah.
You're getting your routine down. You're figuring out what works best. Your methods are in place. And now it's like time to have a little bit of fun with it.
Yeah.
I really like Libras. I have a stellium of Libra.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm a Cancer.
How does
everyone
that play out
that
in your personality?
So it's interesting because, you know, like when we talk about the charts, we talk about our big three, like my big three are not in Libra, but the outer planets, I have a Jupiter, Saturn, and Midheaven in Libra. So it affects my worldview more than it affects my personality directly.
It super affects your worldview, for sure.
It affects my personality, of course, because any of your worldview does, but it's further out there. But I think Libras bring diplomacy.
Mm-hmm.
They bring, certainly balance is the word that everybody uses. They're represented by the scales.
Yeah.
I do think it's interesting that Libra is the only sign not represented by a living being.
It is so interesting.
Right?
Yeah, what happened there?
What happened that it became, it's like an object.
We'll have to research the depths of that.
I've tried. it's really problematic. Problematic in the fact that there's like no
real
good resources. Yeah. There are ideas of like what it means to be between Virgo and Scorpio, and that it was like a later addition to the zodiac.
Right.
But I'm here for it. Libra season is cuffing season. It is relationship season. Yes, it is flirting time.
Yeah.
It is, and it's flirting like, not like Leo season flirting.
No.
You know? It's Leo season being like, oh my God, just putting your absolute, most of your personality first and foremost. Libra is very much about like listening, giving and taking, and like flirting in a very personal
way. Yeah, they want to know your ideas and your thoughts about the world.
Yeah,
and
before they disappear.
Just so the listeners have an idea of what's going on here, we've got some Italian wine. It's delish. We've also got the kitty Lolo.
All up in our business.
Just all over everything that we need.
If you think you missed Astralushes, Lolo has you beat.
He's just basically sitting on top of the recording device. And I'm just desperately trying to get him away. So if you hear any sort of brushes against the microphone, it's his whiskers and his paws.
But we missed you. We're happy to be back. We have a fun episode. So we're entering back into Libra season with our show. We have a special, one of our features tonight are sort of the dark side of Zodiac and like the biases that people hold.
Yes.
So we have a segment of mean tweets for you.
We sure do. We've always been really interested because we get, you know, Andy and I get into heavy conversations with people that we meet, strangers, friends, anyone, anywhere we go, we talk about the Zodiac. Mm-hmm. And we ask people what their signs are and what their charts are like. And we notice that everyone has intense opinions about other signs. And while that's fascinating and can be petty and fun and juicy and gossipy, we kind of wanted to get to the bottom of why people have these feelings. Are they fair? Are they reductive?
Mm-hmm.
Is it anecdotal? Is there something really to it? So we kind of just wanted to explore who likes who and why and what the core issues with certain signs are. So,
but also we just wanted a moment to get petty.
Yeah, exactly. Just be playful and fun. It's absolutely 0% about these signs are actually these things that people perceive. It's more just, you know...
Mm-hmm.
How do people affect others?
But let me tie in Libra season coming back to us. Mm. Libra is really diplomatic on the surface, but they are gossips behind the curtain.
They hold a fucking party for it.
Gossips behind closed doors.
Knows a shit.
So it feels really appropriate to have mean,
it really does.
Mean tweets
it really
for Libra
does.
Season.
Yes.
Even though like we call Scorpio mean, Libras are just...
Oh, no.
They're talking about you behind your back.
Because the Scorpio will talk to you to your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And really make it...
Yeah.
Hurt. So we have a mean tweets segment, and then we have a sort of interesting philosophical sort of mind twisting segment
called Elements of the Elements. So we're going to be looking at the, you know, that there are four groupings of elements, there's three signs within each, and we're going to be looking at what the signs say that you have a Cancer, it's water sign, you know, what sign, if it's not water, or I mean, sorry, what element, if it's not water, would that sign be? So kind of like the flip side, the underbelly, the sort of like dark side of the moon, if you will, of a certain sign, what would it be if it wasn't the element that it was assigned to?
Mm-hmm.
Just to reframe the sign and kind of look at different perspectives.
Absolutely. Yeah. And also to just because, you know, being grouped into an element with other signs sometimes doesn't always feel legitimate. It is, but there are reasons that you might feel like less inclined toward certain, siblings within your element, so to speak. And then we're going to do we're bringing back guessing game.
Yes.
Guessing game. We're going to take some famous people and see if we can figure them out. No promises. And then we have a really fun one that I'm excited for because Lisa wrote this incredible article as part of her job, one of her many freelance jobs.
Aww,
on a poet and more so like a body of work connected to each zodiac sign. And it's really good work. She read it to me and I was beside myself and I said, we have to do it on Astralush.
I was super nervous about it because it's very hard to boil down a specific poetry collection to a certain sign. And I even texted her and I was like, please let me know if like, this poet is okay to be assigned to Keats. And she was super gung-ho about it. But We'll tweet it out and you can check it and be like, this is fucking awful.
Argue with us. But I think it's not my list, so I'm defending it to the death. Like, I really think it's solid.
Okay.
Which is why I wanted to put it on the episode.
So scary.
But please argue with us. Yeah, drag please. Lisa.
I am not, this is me, Lisa. I am not a professional by any means. I'm an enthusiast. So yeah, drag me. Drag me, bitches.
Neither one of us are professionals.
You're more professional than I am.
Oh, that's...
I feel like I trust you more than I trust myself. I can never put the fucking signs in order.
That is true.
I'm like, Libra and then Cancer. I don't even know.
Stop.
You clearly don't know your months or your seasons or anything that has to do with time or facts.
So mean tweets comes from the idea that we get a lot of great feedback from you guys and people who also don't even listen to us yet, and they're just like, why are Sagittarius is all assholes? And we're like, okay, well, all right, let's bring it down. Let's have a conversation.
Yes.
But at the same time, it's kind of fun.
It's super fun. I mean, it's fun when you see that groups of people are seeing the same things that you're seeing.
Over and over again.
Over and over again.
Which, okay, that makes it sound really mean, though. It makes it sound like legitimate, and I don't think that's entirely fair. But we're interested in exploring where these biases come from, you know, what they mean in the end, but also just like, let's have some fun.
We're just kind of curious. It's obviously, we both know, and I think all of us know, that environment, trauma, the rest of your chart, literally your geographic place of being raised and
the culture in which you were brought up.
Exactly. Like, it's all going to play into who you are and why people behave the way that they do, but...
A lot of you have things to say about Scorpios. So,
and Geminis.
I was saving that for later. All right. Started with a tweet that you sent out through Astrolushes. I think you might have sent it out personally and then through Astrolushes.
I think I put it on Astro first and then retweeted it as myself because I wanted to just kind of make people respond. So I tweeted from Astrolushes, like, hey guys, we're going to do an episode on astrological prejudice. And we'd love to hear if you have problems with certain signs and why. Is it reductive? Is it fair? Are you being harsh? What do you think about it and why? And a lot of you responded, and we're super happy about that. We won't put anyone on super blast tonight, but you can see all the tweets and responses at Astrolushes.
Lisa did a good thing. So she looked at all the response. We both looked at the responses, but then she, gathered that information and collected that data, good little cap rising that she is, and built a poll based on the four signs that got the most
hate.
Yeah. Hate is strong.
It's strong.
The most shit.
The most, like, people clearly had a problem there.
People really had a problem. And so within the four, there was a clear...
Yeah. Or people had opinions. Like, they had feelings. They had the feels.
We're here for the feels.
We're so here for the feels. I mean, look, guys. Like, this is Astro Lushes. We're not an academic zodiac podcast. We're here for the wine and you're here for the fucking goss. So...
And we got the hot goss, you guys.
We got the tea.
We're sipping it right now, except it's Italian wine. Join us, won't you? Okay, so let's start with the reveal. You want to do a reveal? You want to do a tweet? You start. You lead this brigade, Scorpio.
I'm gonna
delicious. We're feeding her soul with hatred right now.
I love when people feel this strongly. I'm gonna start with what the four signs that people seem to have the most problem with. We'll look at what those are, and then we'll break it down into, you know, which signs kind of had the most specific replies around them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got a leader with 32% out of four signs that were most problematic.
So the top four signs were, and then tell the...
Yeah. Top four. Gemini was number one. It came in at 32%. Followed by... unsurprising, Scorpio at 26. That's me. Followed by Aries at 22%. We got you Virgos at 20%. She's pouring some wine. It's getting stressful up in here. Things are about to get heated. We're going to lose a lot of followers. Just so you know, we guys don't actually hate or dislike anyone.
Anyone.
No, this is just a curiosity thing.
Yeah. So, why don't we read a few, start with a tweet. Start with a tweet, Lisa.
Okay, let's look. Let's scatter down to, I'll resist the urge to talk about myself the whole time, but we'll go to Gemini. The Media Witch writes, "Well, in my experience, Geminis can be frustrating due to their enthusiastic jump on the bandwagon attitude about things, including conspiracy theories." Amazing. "Lifestyle changes, diets, beliefs. It's cult-like at times." Oh, Lord.
Okay. Should I take the defensive stance in this one? So I see where it's coming from. Geminis are, you know, Mercury-driven, which means they're the communicators. Mm-hmm. Their body part, every sign has a body part. A Gemini is the throat. They're the talkers.
Yes,
they're the singers. They're the wooers.
They're the communicators.
A tagline I read as a kid is that, like, Geminis can talk themselves out of jail. Like, they're talkers. So I feel like a lot of times they come out with, like, these philosophical bullshit things that they actually have 0% belief or interest in, but they're more interested in, like, stirring the conversation pot.
The conversation specifically. That makes a lot of sense. And for some reason, people feel threatened by this, and I think there's, like, a use for someone who wants to, like, throw a bunch of ideas out there and see what do people think and feel.
But before I get too, like, on their team, let's see some other things here.
Do you want to talk about Geminis or more other people?
We're going to go for it. Hank Amarillo says about Gemini, "My Gemini former roommate texted me to let me know I got 2 letters from the bank. Turns out it was only 1 letter. She just looked at it twice." I'm just going to say air sign.
Oh my God, totally. Hank, I don't know if that was a joke, but you nailed it.
You got it.
You got it, buddy. There's a bunch of mixed opinions here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Sorry, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Someone wrote, "Had bad relationships with Scorpio and Gemini." Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Geminis
are on thin fucking ice. Really good one from Not a Goddamn Bird.
Not a Goddamn the tweeter. Bird.
Geminis are on thin fucking ice. Okay, all right.
I mean, look, I think that Geminis are going to always be on thin fucking ice.
Yeah.
Right? Someone else, Speak Right, wrote, "I have a tepid disinterest/distrust in Sag and Gemini."
Okay.
And then we've got, I think we've got one from our favorite person here, the fat feminist witch. Oh, I think
she's incredible.
She is incredible, but you know what? Did I split that up? I thought maybe she said something about Gemini, but maybe I'm wrong. So
I don't see it on here.
Yeah, I don't either.
Okay. All right.
But that's cool.
I will say, okay, Geminis, I'll go into the bad first, right?
You guys get so much fucking hate.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna jump on the hate wagon for 2 seconds.
That's fine.
I don't hate Geminis at all.
We're here for it.
But I'm jumping on some of these ideas. The highest percentage of American serial killers are Gemini.
If you could see my face right now.
Which is a thing. Our current president, whose name I will not even fucking say out loud, is a Gemini.
Yeah.
There was a week on Twitter where the president was arguing with Kanye West. Before Lana Del Rey came out as a Cancer, everybody thought she was a Gemini. She was arguing with Azalea Banks on Twitter. All 4 of these people are Geminis. Lana is not, now that we know. But during that week, it was like Kanye and Trump going back and forth and Azalea Banks and Lana Del Rey going for each other's throats. And I wanted to be like, Geminis, come collect your fucking people. Come get them. Get your house in order. What are you people
doing?
Clean
the shit up.
That being said, and this is not to give credit to any of the people I just mentioned at all, because I certainly don't think this about some of the people in this conversation. I think Geminis are extremely intelligent.
Oh, definitely.
I think they're extraordinarily intelligent.
That's what puts people off, I think.
I think they're so smart. They love. They get bored and they like to stir shit up.
Absolutely.
And
makes sense.
They just, you know, maybe unevolved Geminis, mm-hmm. which is the thing in every sign.
Every single sign.
Every sign is like the evolved versus the unevolved, exactly. right? Exactly. I think unevolved Geminis are...
truly the pits.
Oh, they're so hard. You're so hard. You're just
like, are you going to be an asshole all day long?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you need 24 hours of being shitty?
Do you just need to like play... like fiercely play devil's advocate right. at all hours of the day? It's exhausting.
And like...
but it's because their brains move really quickly.
Yeah.
From idea to idea
yeah.
to idea. They're air. They live in the ether. They exactly. live in the intellect. They're not very concerned with emotion. No. As air signs, of course, everybody's concerned with emotions. I'm just saying, comparatively speaking.
Exactly.
And that's unevolved Geminis are...
it's why people call them so two-faced. It's like... Maybe sometimes they're so cerebral that they need to be flipping their own coin to kind of like get a renewed sense in the day. Like they want to become something new and challenge themselves and challenge others. And mm-hmm. if you aren't very emotional or very interested in like the feelings of other people, then that can come off like an asshole. But if you're the right kind of audience, you might be like, this person makes me fucking think.
I look at a lot of them, and I'm not saying this about our president.
No, not please at all. We're never saying anything good about the president.
Please let me stress that as strenuously as possible. But I think a lot of Geminis are like bored, smart people.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. it's like the kid in the classroom who's like, I don't need this lesson. I'm 10 steps ahead of you. I'm bored. What can I fuck with?
Totally. And I think as a Scorpio, which I think is why so many people dislike Scorpios and Geminis together. And interestingly enough, there's a place in New York City here called the Gemini and Scorpio Loft. And it's like, why pair the two? Well, I think the answer is sometimes you just have a need to be reckless. And sometimes you could be reckless with people and their emotions. Sometimes you're just reckless with ideas and concepts.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it doesn't sit well with everyone.
Right.
But maybe you're bored enough to just kind of do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of appreciate it, weirdly enough.
I do too.
Maybe I'm a fucking sociopath. Which I've been called on Twitter many times.
I think Gemini and Scorpio lend themselves best to being sociopaths, astrologically speaking.
Yeah.
Totally. However, that being said, that's not fair. And I really respect Gemini. And I think, honestly, I just think they're so smart.
Yeah.
And their brains just move so quickly.
Yeah.
That they're like, keep up.
Exactly.
They're constantly looking for somebody to like... play ball with them.
Exactly.
They're like, I threw the ball. Jesus Christ.
Just
pick
it
up.
Throw
it back.
Stop missing it.
Yeah.
Why are you missing it? This is a simple game.
Anyway. So second is Scorpio.
Well, we all knew this was going to happen.
I feel like we got a lot of responses, though, from people saying, like, I'm sure everybody said Scorpio, but...
yeah. I mean...
Scorpios have the reputation of being disliked.
Exactly. And I think people... I mean, as a Scorpio, I'm kidding. Like, I would say this even if I were in a Scorpio. I do think they have a reputation, which plays into this whole idea of astrological bias. Like, you know, you've been told, you've been conditioned, you've been reiterated 1,000 times which signs are shitty. Geminis are weird because they're two-faced. Scorpios are weird because they're sociopathic liars and sexual freaks. And, like, yeah. That's true. But obviously that's not all there is to it. Just like Cancers aren't just sensitive and moody.
No shit.
Right. So like, it didn't surprise me that people feel this way. But I also have to give some credence to why people dislike Scorpios.
Mm.
And I would say we are intense most of the time. And if you're not down for constant intensity, which is the majority of the responses that I got here... then we are going to be annoying to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you just want to have a good time and not end the night in crying yeah. or fighting
if you're here to chill, Scorpio's not going to be your ride or die.
They're not going to be your buddy. Your bud. All right. So, we've got some love for Scorpios, which came through pretty strongly.
Mm-hmm.
One person who dreamed it. I almost always struggle with Scorpios. As a Leo sun, Cancer moon, very lovely. I can't do the calculated, unemotional thing. Comes off as sociopathic to me. Yeah. People with a lot of Scorpio love.
It's so much Scorpio love. But the thing is, the Scorpio love is coming out because everybody knows that everyone's going to shit on the Scorpio.
Right.
So it was an immediate defensiveness, which I also have.
You're a Scorpio stan. Someone
really
says, true Melissa says, I bristle around Scorpios and Pisces. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
There was one more Scorpio tweet that maybe I failed to copy here, but it was just around the lines of, they seem really mean and scary and distant.
That's what I hear. That's what I always hear. And my dad's a Scorpio, mm-hmm. And he was like a hippie, so he was around the times when people were like, you know, first bringing up like, "What's your sign, baby?" Comes from like his generation. And he told me, he's like, "I remember the experience of like saying like, I'm a Scorpio," and people would just be like, "Absolutely not."
Yeah.
And just no. Right. He said, "I had first dates leave when I told them I was a Scorpio."
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That, I feel like this warrants a deeper discussion of what it means to have these biases. Mm-hmm. Because the thing about astrology is that it's a lifelong study. You cannot reduce any human being to their sign or to anything else about them. But when it comes to a sign, any sign, mm-hmm. there's going to be several sides of it. Yep. So while you do see the intensity and possessiveness and jealousy and the darkness of a Scorpio, the flip side of that is that they just want to be seen for their ability to get into those depths. So mm-hmm. if you're the kind of person who can appreciate those depths, they're going to be loyal to you and loving to you. And I think that's like, it as a Scorpio, it makes me wonder, like, what is it about the depths that bothers mm-hmm. you? Because is it challenging something in you that you're not willing to face? Just like with Gemini, is it challenging?
It challenges your intellect.
Exactly.
And your verbal sparring skills.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And you're like, "I don't want to debate all day. I don't want to get into this with you. I'm just trying to have a good time."
Right.
You know, I'm just trying to be chill. And a Gemini is like, "But I have 5 million ideas I want to bring up." And a Scorpio is like, "Yeah, but what about life and death?
Literally.
What about sex and death? What about..."
Like, are you going to transform or are you going to stay the fucking same forever?
But I mean, you know that I stand Scorpios. I really do.
But I want to hear all your thoughts. Enough about me. You, as a non-Scorpio, please tell me everything.
Well, so I was mentioning earlier, I do think there's a difference between getting along with signs as friends and getting along with signs as lovers.
Mm.
I do think that's an important distinction.
Such a good point.
And I think a lot of people come off with their biases based upon romantic relationships.
Very fair.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I definitely saw a lot of the tweets coming in. I was like, "You got scorned. You had a bad relationship.
You
Yeah. And Scorpios are tough for that, because their endings, like everything they do, are severe.
Yeah.
And so if it doesn't work out with a Scorpio, you're gonna remember that bad ending.
Yeah.
Totally. A Scorpio is basically like, if you're done with me,
you're done.
You're done. You're done.
I've buried you 100,000 mm-hmm. feet under the ground.
And so it's gonna leave like a bad taste in the mouth if you've had a bad ending with one. But I haven't had those. My best friends are Scorpios. My dad's a Scorpio, but I've never dated one. So I think there's like really something to be said for like the Cancer Scorpio friendship being so well matched. I really think it's like one of the most cosmic, wonderful friendships that exist. I love when a Scorpio gets like super bitter and super extreme and super mean, and I'm like, oh, I feel so nice right now. I feel so light, and I never feel that way.
Yeah. It's the same for us. As a Scorpio, I feel with Cancers, like, they have the absolute unending power and depth and interest in holding space for the deep and the meaningful and the intuitive, like, mm-hmm. because they are those things. You make us not feel alone.
True. But
which we deeply and desperately hate.
Only one person bitched about Cancers on this thread. Our friend Liv Mamone, the wonderful writer, who rightfully so bitches about Cancers. But I kind of wanted to hear more about it. I'm not going to go off on that because that's self-serving right this moment. But Scorpios, for me, I think dating a Scorpio is a very different thing from being a friend with a Scorpio. So, and I do think a lot of the biases that come up are based upon that.
I agree with you. And I think as a Scorpio that is dating someone, the number one thing I get from my partner, who is a Capricorn Aquarius cusp, is that I'm way too intense all the time.
Yeah.
And so it's
like Cancer, I love that. I love it.
It's a drag for some people.
Feed off of it. Okay.
But really quick before we move on to the next sign, and not because I'm so obsessed with myself, but because I think it's interesting, the Astro Poets, who is, you know, they have a wonderful account.
Incredible.
I'm sure you all, like, read it and follow it. They have a book out, and they have a podcast now, and they recently chatted with Pam Grossman, who is the author of Waking the Witch, and
I know exactly what you're going to bring
up. They got into a little hot moment of Scorpio conversation. Seemed like they all really liked Scorpios, but they actually sort of thought that we were kind of boring because...
I believe they said basic.
They said basic. Oh, that's...
They said
on fire.
They said... Was it like Scorpio's like a basic Aquarius, I think?
They said something like, you think that they're going to be all these things, but underneath it all, they're just basic. And
I don't agree.
I'm going to just say just something for the record, and don't worry, I will tweet them to let them know this. Love them. Love
so much.
Love them so much. We are fucking stands forever for all three mm-hmm. of you guys. I'm just going to say, as a Scorpio, we're not basic. We're...
Especially if you have to say it.
What's more Scorpio than a Scorpio going on a podcast to shit talk another Scorpio and be like, we're not basic, okay? No, I was going to say, we're not really basic. It's just that, like, we get such a fucked up reputation that, like, when you get to know us and we just want to, like, make you dinner and be nice to you, that's not basic. It's because, like, you won our fucking trust. Mm-hmm. So, like, love you guys.
I have to say this, and I hope you take this in the complimentary way that I mean. I've always felt like my love for Scorpios are, like, people that, like, think bats are really cute and keep them as pets. And they're, like, I know that they're terrifying to most people. And they've been, like, you know, associated with vampires and, like, plague in the past. But they're so cute. If you look at them, they're just, like, little mice with wings. And I kind of look at Scorpios that way. Like, I just, like, want to pet them. Like, they're little, like, baby kittens and mice with, like, big fangs that can't help it. And I'm like, oh, you're a little killer baby. You're a little monster baby.
Exactly. We're, like, just baby monsters.
Like, think of, like, a little baby dragon that can't help but, like, burp and breathe fire. Like, that's how I love Scorpios so much. I'm like, oh, you little tiny killer.
Just position us away from your face and we won't burn you. That's fine.
You just have to know how to handle them.
Exactly.
But basic, absolutely not.
Fucking
absolutely not.
I can't even, like, I'm gonna write an essay on what basic means, but I just can't even. I'm just gonna move away from this topic right now before I pull for Scorpio.
So next sign up,
the next sign is Aries.
Yeah
And I don't feel surprised.
Okay, Aries is the leader of the zodiac. They are given a tough job.
Yes,
right. They're represented by the ram and the horns. They're represented by face first. They're represented by act first.
Yep.
Think later.
Yep.
Somebody needs to be that in the zodiac. Somebody needs to be the forceful, I have this idea, creative energy for days, great at beginning things, probably not as great at following through because they're like the babies of the zodiac. Yep. But we need that energy. But that being said, Aries are...
They're stubborn.
And they're just a lot.
They're just so...
They're a lot.
Much.
They're the first sign and they're fire. Like, you're coming out with fire.
Damn. You know, like, can we get a minute? So back to the fat feminist witch who tweeted, also, I would have picked Aries because they kind of suck, but they're sexy.
Yes.
And 100% understand that.
Yes. I would say Aries and Scorpio are tied for libido.
Yeah. No, true. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, guys, can you just maybe take a minute and, like, get off of me?
Yeah. No, yeah. Scorpio's like, I'm going to fuck you to death. And Aries is like, I just met you. Can I please put my body on your body?
It's so fucking true. We've had at Scandalous says, I don't use astrology to excuse or validate an ex's shitty behavior, which is fair. Mm-hmm. There is no such thing as using the zodiac to do that. Yep. But she goes, but I did have a terrible gaslighting ex who was an Aries. And honestly, I can see that.
I don't see... Okay, gaslighting is not the first thing I associate with Aries. I think that's something else in the chart, to be honest.
Okay.
Because Aries is so forward and so present and so in the moment. I don't think they're thinking far enough in the future about anything to be gaslighting. And I'm not gaslighting this person for saying that at all.
Right.
In any way. I'm saying I think there was probably something else in the chart, probably within Mercury.
Yeah.
And probably within Venus and probably within Mars.
Yeah.
That was... And adding life. Up, at of course, adding up to a personality that would gaslight. Aries is not a gaslighting sign. Aries is just, like, too much too soon all the time for me.
I understand that, and I can almost see how that could be seen as gaslighting because, for example, I have a little brother who's an Aries, and we just don't vibe on the same level of emotional anything. So when I bring things up to him, he can be like, Lisa, you're just being a crazy bitch. And that can feel like gaslighting, but he's just being so stubborn to the point of being like, I don't remotely see it as your point of view, and I'm never going to agree.
Well, okay, so Aries and Scorpio is tough.
Tough.
As I just said, they're the most sexual signs. So coming at any argument between the two of them is going to be just...
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
My brother and I have learned to just carefully not talk about
it. And this ties into the elements of the elements we're going to bring up.
Yes.
Scorpio being the fire sign of water signs.
Indeed.
But indeed. Aries is they're immediate reactors. Mm. They're
instant reactors.
Yes, intense reactors, and they're instant gratification, and it's like very little filter, but they're great. They're so great for ideas, creativity,
yeah.
Getting people action. Inspired, action, moving.
Yeah.
So good for that. But they can be frustrating because they also have really bad tempers.
They do.
And Scorpio does too, but Scorpio has a slow burn temper,
uh-huh.
And Aries has an immediate temper, and those two things are...
They're just, it's hard. And then we have our last one coming in at 20%, which is not a little bit of percent.
It's not a small percent.
It's not a small percentage. Virgo.
I'm going to let you go off on this for a minute.
Okay.
Because you have some...
I have some thoughts. So, okay, let me preface this by saying... This has probably been a problem since this is Lisa here, the Scorpio. This has been a problem since the beginning of the podcast. I've always let little stupid, petty, nasty jokes through about Virgos.
Mm-hmm.
And it's followed me my entire life. It has been the bane of my existence.
It is not.
No, I'm kidding.
You're a Scorpio. That is definitely not the bane of your existence.
It's not. You guys are so nothing to me. You don't even register. No, I'm kidding. You do, obviously, because I have a lot to say.
Yeah, they register so hard for you.
They register so hard. The actual thing.
You have such a reaction to Virgos. I know,
it's very visceral. So when I retweeted the Astrolicious tweet about astrological prejudice, I said, guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I have a thing about Virgos. They feel calculated, regimented, and lacking the recklessness that I need in my life to feel really good and warm and at home with people. Mm-hmm. I like people who like vice. I like the depths. I like the willingness to destroy an evening and kind of get fucked up in the morning. Even though I know it's not always good and I know I need to pull back at times, I like that I can jump in to the well with someone.
It's a water sign, though.
Exactly. I
mean, depths.
Exactly. So with Virgo, I just feel like they're so structured, so strategic, so careful, that when I chat with them, I feel like they don't really see me. And if they do see me, they view me as like a mess. And because they view me as a mess, or I perceive that, I start to view myself as that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will be the first one to say that I think Virgo brings out an insecurity in me.
Yep. Yep.
Which is that I'm not organized or regimented enough to really be on top of my
shit. It's just that you're insecure about being analyzed, actually.
Maybe it's that.
Virgos have a deep need to understand. And they're actually, I find them to be... Deeply.
They're very curious.
They're also deeply affectionate, which I don't think you've seen because you get so freaked out by the questioning and by the structure that you see.
Yeah.
They have this... Virgos have, like, their public life and they have this private life. And their private life, like, I definitely watch Virgos succumb to vice and I definitely see them... They're extremely physically affectionate. Mm. It's lovely.
Wow.
When you're in the glow... of a Virgo's affection, and I've dated several Virgo women. It's like a flavor of mine. Mm. They're like gorgeous about it. It's just that like they can't feel comfortable until they know that you know that they've thought about everything that you've done, and they want to get to know it. And I think Scorpios don't like scrutiny.
No, we don't.
I mean, nobody likes criticism.
But Scorpio
with scrutiny is just like, I don't try to understand this. It's way deep down here.
Yeah.
Like, get the hell out of here.
No, Scorpios are the worst when it comes to being on trial.
Yeah.
Like, we are not here for the Inquisition.
1,000% the worst.
We're the worst.
Asked.
Watched under a light.
Mm-hmm. And Virgos are really inquisitive and they're very curious. Yes. And I want to challenge you to like let one in.
So, speaking of letting one in, I haven't let one in.
speaking of that, I haven't.
I still failed myself. But at Andy's wonderful birthday party in July, we had a great night. It was so beautiful. Happy birthday, Andy.
It was a long time ago, but thank you.
It was a million years ago, but, you know, time speeds up and slows down when you haven't recorded a podcast on time. True. So, your birthday was wonderful, and I was cornered by a few Virgos that night.
It's cornered.
That's a Scorpio transit.
She was having a conversation with a few people.
They shackled me.
They put me under an inspection light. They had pads to write on. Somebody brought out a microphone. She was literally conversing with several people who wanted to get to know her.
I was eating a burrito at a birthday party. When a few very well-meaning Virgos asked me, why do I dislike Virgos?
I got cornered. Your little Scorpio poison tail was just like ready to strike. You're like, I'll kill everybody and myself right now. Don't you dare.
Don't put me in this box, bitch. And they were some of the nicest people I've ever talked to.
That's what I'm telling you.
And I felt so bad, and I just, my Cancer moon came out, and I started being like, well, you know, it's a me problem. So, in honor of Libra season, I'm going to be diplomatic here and say, it is both a me problem and a Virgo problem.
I'll agree with that.
And I'm going to move the fuck on.
I'll say, so your brother, you're talking about your brother being an Aries and how you guys fight. So I fight with my Virgo brother.
Tell everything.
We just have very different viewpoints. Like, he prides himself on his credit score and his savings.
I can't do that.
And we come from poverty. Mm-hmm. We come from poverty. We come from addiction. We come from, like, mm-hmm. you know, really difficult circumstances where, like, we didn't just go out into the world as adults with nothing.
So you see the impetus.
We went out with less than nothing.
Right.
And my brother worked really hard to come back from that. And he's proud of himself. But he will do things like, when he was shopping for a house last year, he was like, I made an Excel spreadsheet of amortization rates on loans. Nothing has made me happier in the past year of my life. Can I send it to you?
Honestly, like, can we have a moment of silence for that idea?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he doesn't believe in astrology. And I was like,
I don't know
oh,
what
really,
amortization is.
You know, there's not too many people in my life that want to send me spreadsheets of loan rates. And the only people that do.
But it sounds super fun, you guys. Keep it coming.
He didn't even send it because I was like, bomb.
He didn't send it.
Well, because I was like, I love that you're so happy about this, but I'm going to look at these numbers and I'm not going to have anything to say to you other than I hope it makes you happy and I want you to be happy and I want you to have a home and you deserve it. But please don't send me numbers in a spreadsheet. Please don't do that to me.
As a Cancer, please don't do that to me. Understand the need for what he wants, mm-hmm. but the number part is just beyond.
All I said was just like, this is a language I don't speak. I'm not going to give you what you want from this, but I understand how satisfying it can mm-hmm. be. But like, he builds spreadsheets with like really complicated formulas for fun. Water signs don't do that.
No. No, we don't. We go smoke 15 cigarettes in a row and then just go
talk about our dreams and cry.
We're extremely useful in society, actually.
So I was saying before, before we get to our next segment, I was going to say, I was comparing the elements to different types of writers. I was like, this will segue into our elements of the elements.
But part. Wait. Okay, go for it. Go for it.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You do. No. You need to
I
say
I
want to
hear your...
What are you doing right now?
I want to hear about your genres and your elements.
Should I wait till after?
Sorry, guys. I'm a little drunk. We're but both. Then I want to hear who you hate.
Oh, who I hate?
Yeah, so we can't move on without it.
So you hate Virgos?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't like my answer.
I'm a Scorpio. I'm putting you on blast.
Shit.
Okay. Tell me the dark
well,
shit.
Well, here's the thing is that, like, it's not a fun answer because we've already gone through it. It's like Gemini is my issue. You and I both have problems with the Mercury ruled sun.
That's the only issue.
Mercury rules Gemini and Virgo. I can figure out the Virgo Mercury way. I cannot figure out the Gemini Mercury way.
But I feel like there's another sign in there that you have questions about.
I'm sipping the tea, kids.
Mm-mm.
You're really gonna do this to me right now?
No, okay.
You are. You put me on blast. I'll do it. I'll do it.
Just a little bit.
The next sign up And also, you know what I'm going to do? Because I'm a Cancer and I'm sensitive, is I'm going to put my sign on blast that I have my biases with, but then I'm going to put down Cancer, ooh, my own sign, because that's the only fair way to handle this. And it is, after all, Libra season, and we are in the diplomatic and balanced season. So, hear that wine pouring? We're so drunk on this episode, you guys.
We're actually kind of drunk.
Yeah.
Whew. But I feel like we're holding it together.
Do you?
I don't know.
All right. So the runner-up for sign that did not make our poll, but was the next up in the comments, was Sag.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot to say about Sag. I'm going to condense it as much as I possibly can right now. I am a Sagittarius rising.
I feel like I know so many people are going to get so offended right now.
Good.
Ooh, the tea is coming out.
Bring it on, bitches. All right. Sagittarius is my love and my downfall. I'm a Sagittarius rising with like all this sensitive water chart. I love being around Sagittarius. I love it. They are so energetic. They're so philosophical. They're so optimistic. They're interesting. They're optimistic.
They can fucking talk all night.
When you are in the glow of a Sagittarius's interest and attention for a moment, you feel like you're the only person on earth that has ever been interesting before.
Ever.
No one else can do that. For me, at least. No one else can.
You're the most beautiful, you're the coolest, you're everything.
Everything. Every thought you've ever had, every dream you've ever had, everything you've ever accomplished.
You are like a beacon of light.
Yes. And then they're gone. And then you wake up the next day and you're like, oh my God, I'm in love with this person. And then they're gone.
They're like, well, wait a minute. I'm not, that wasn't, mm-hmm. I just had a great time.
Yeah.
You're like, wait, what?
Yeah. I think Sagittarians are fascinating, and I think they are some fucking baby bitches. I think they are emotionally stunted.
They need to do fucking work on their emotions.
Nope. Then they are incapable.
They're not going to do it. They're like,
That is my real astrology bias.
No, it's true.
And I love them. Here's the thing. Like, I married a Sag. I was with a Sag for 10 years. I dated, the only serious relationship that I would consider having in the last few years was also with a Sagittarius. I love the way they can make me feel in the moment, and I'm addicted to the rush of mm-hmm. that moment.
It's a rush.
It is. It's like alive. A drug.
It's so beautiful.
But, you know, they just get bored. They get bored so easily. And my thing is, like, when somebody finds me fascinating and I find them fascinating, I want more and more and more. And they're like, I got what I needed. I want less and less.
I would almost wager that they're more than bored. They're almost runners.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not just bored. I do think that when something real enters their sphere, I would go as far to say that they're not just bored, like, oops, I'm just a Sag, I'm bored. It's more like, I might run away.
Yeah.
And I'm asking you, Sages, be accountable.
Get your shit together.
Please do.
Sorry.
Wow, this episode went a direction.
You brought me here.
I'm so sorry.
Scorpio,
I know.
You demanded this of me.
I'm sorry.
I did not want to do this.
I didn't mean to be toxic.
I'm a nice person.
I know you are.
My roommate and I, Sterling and I, Sterling, who is a professional, he is a professional astrologer.
Mm-hmm.
We have a rule in our house. It's like no Sag men ever again for dating.
Yeah. I had a best friend who was a Sag for many years. Not going to put this person on blast. Lovely, amazing, creative, incredibly warm, super interesting human being. And I do think, you know, there's this... this beautiful golden light that surrounds you when you're in their presence. But once you're not, you're not.
I'm going to go on the defense here because I feel the need.
But they're interesting as fuck.
Here's the thing. Okay. Everything that we dislike in anybody else is something that we're uncomfortable with within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
The way that astrology works is that we have a sun sign, we have a big three, we have a chart.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have the planets and we also have the transits. And the way it actually works is that we as people, every single human being who is born on Earth has every single sign in their chart. We do. Everyone has Sag. Everyone has Gemini.
Yeah.
Everyone has Scorpio. But sometimes the parts that we're uncomfortable with the signs that we think we're uncomfortable with are really aspects of ourselves that we haven't dealt with
yet. We need reconciliation.
Exactly. Yeah. Or that are just more challenging for us. Mm-hmm. I have Sag in me big time. Mm-hmm. And that's why, it's a challenge. It's a challenge, and the challenge created the bias.
Absolutely.
That being said, it is not fair to call out Sages for being disappearing acts. They're not all Houdinis.
No.
They're late to mature.
Yeah.
That is what their sign says about them. And when they find the one, they're with that one. And they're very loyal from that point on.
Yeah.
It's just getting them to that point that is catastrophically difficult.
Yeah. Catastrophically difficult. I think the whole thing about astrology is whether you believe it or not, believe it a little, believe it a lot, it's that these are archetypes that ask you to reflect on aspects of yourself. So if you identify with one, if you don't with another, at the very least, whether you believe in anything at all, it's a good opportunity for you to kind of sit back and think, what is this archetype about, and why does it either challenge me or make me feel comfortable? Mm-hmm. And we can all be challenged, we can all feel comfortable, and I think that's why astrology is so interesting. Because we've had people come at us and be like, this is not science. How can you prove any of this?
Every day in my life.
It's not really about proving it. It's about taking a moment to take a breath and think, these are ideas, these are concepts, these are ideas about how we live our lives. And where can we find beauty and meaning
in this? What I tell people is, if you've ever studied Jung and the collective subconscious, then you can find meaning in astrology.
Absolutely.
If you study Myers-Briggs and you study personality types in any way, you can find meaning in astrology.
Exactly.
If you study
this is a distilled version of
psychology, then you can find meaning in astrology.
Exactly.
It ties into so many systems.
Right.
So many systems of what's the word I'm looking for?
Thinking and psychology or compartmentalizing.
Yes. Yeah. Archetypal. Categorizing.
Exactly.
Which isn't to say that, anyway, no. That's too much. That's too much.
It's just like if you study psychology or Jungian psychology, you can think about the shadow aspects of a person. You look at these outer planets, what do they really mean when it's deep, dark parts of yourself? It's all kind of tied in, and it's all it's almost like different names for the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really beautiful. It gives you a chance to really look at what it means to be
alive. And if you look at astrology, because we always talk about Western astrology because that's what we were raised in, but there are astrology practices and obviously traditions all over the world through different cultures. They overlap a lot.
They overlap a lot.
A lot.
And just back to the Western astrology thing, because someone commented, we responded to this on our last episode. This is only our 6th episode. So let us have a chance. We're going to be delving into different systems and approaches and belief systems later on. We're just kind of tackling what we know now, and then we have to learn before we can talk about things.
We're super out of time to cover the rest of our topics. So maybe let's pick one.
Okay.
And maybe make a continuation episode. I think we missed you guys so much, and we've just been kept too long without an episode.
Yeah.
That we just went too far with trying to cover all these things.
Well, we are going to talk about the elements of the elements. We have a few more minutes left on this episode.
So the elements of the elements is it's conjecture.
Yep. It's all
purely
fun idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for us, I think it came up because one time I might have said Scorpio. So Scorpio is a water sign, but I was like, Scorpio is obviously the fire sign of the water signs.
Totally.
Does that make sense to you? I hope that I can communicate that makes sense.
Yeah.
They're just much more fiery and much more emotional and much more
intense.
Intense and fighty.
Yeah, exactly.
Than the other water signs.
Right.
But I think that every sign within its element has that correlation.
Yeah. So we've obviously, as you guys probably know by now, there are 4 elements: water, earth, air, and fire, and there are 3 signs within each element. And we're gonna look at, like I said, but I can't really explain it because I'm so drunk, the element of a sign that isn't the element they're assigned to.
That's okay.
That right. Feels that works. Bulky, that works. But it's fine. So
it's to say, okay, so fire.
Yeah.
Fire is the first element. There are 3 signs that live in
Aries, Leo, and Sag.
Aries, Leo, Sag. Within those signs,
yeah,
there is a lot of differentiation. So what we're trying to say is that even if you share an element with another sign, there are differences in the way that you express yourself and the way that you act.
Yeah.
And because of that, we have conjectured, I think, very accurately.
I think it's perfect and no one could ever argue.
So, even though Aries, Leo, Sag are all fire, Aries is what? What would you say?
We were thinking it's more earthy.
And why is that, Lisa?
I think they're more earthy because they have a grounding that the other signs, I think, don't have. Like, they are, I think, more driven by, like, foundational beliefs. Like, that's why they're so stubborn. That's what I think, at least.
I look at their creativity and their willingness to start things.
Yes.
In an earthy way of, like, manifestation.
Yes.
And I think that they need the physical.
Yeah.
They need a physical manifestation to believe in something and to feel something.
I love that.
And it's why they're so sexual, mm-hmm. is because they meet someone, they're like, you, I need to have sex with that one. That's very earthy to me.
Yeah, it is.
Mixed with fire.
Yeah, it is.
It's a belief system and exactly. It's a way of being. So the next fire sign, Leo.
Yeah. And this was a hard one, you guys.
It's really hard.
We thought Leo was the water sign of the fire signs.
I stand by this. I stand by Leo being the water sign of the fire signs.
I do too.
I mean, first of all, they're on the cusp of Cancer.
Yeah. And they are watery.
They are.
They're emotional as fuck. They feel things deeply.
They're so emotional. Liv, you probably hate it. You probably hate being compared to a water sign, but it's the truth. Leo is deeply emotional. They're very concerned with loyalty, stardom, caring for others.
Deeply.
They're so other obsessed. They're so concerned with the other and the reflection of that upon them.
Mm-hmm.
Anything reflection is water-based, so let's be serious.
Yeah. I also think there's the idea of self-worth that comes through with a Leo.
Self-worth is based on others.
It is based on others. And I also think because you get to this point of self-worth, you have to go through the trudgery of emotions and self and depth and like the shit that's underneath everything in order to emerge to this place of self-worth.
I look at Leo as very watery. Just being the light side, an extroverted side, and the star side of the water signs.
Yep, I agree.
Like, I have all these feelings. Let me transform them into art on stage for you now.
Exactly.
Please love me.
It's so true. And then back to our Sag conversation a minute ago, we thought that you guys were the air signs of the fire signs.
Big time intellect.
So just sort of flighty, but very philosophical, always philosophical.
Yes.
Always chasing new ideas.
Let me please explain that. I love air signs.
No, it's
amazing. And I really do love Sag, and I love how intelligent they are and how like they take their own feelings out of everything to make it more expansive to include everyone.
It's beautiful.
Just sucks to date that, but okay.
Right. Exactly.
Sag, you're the air sign of the fire signs. And now we're on to Earth.
Yeah, we're on to Earth.
Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. Sup.
We thought Taurus was the water signs of the Earth sign because... And we came to this decision quite quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Taurus, in my opinion, is very interested in beauty and...
Home.
Exactly. So it feels emotional more so than fire and Capricorn, who can feel quite rigid.
I think Taurus, and this is, all right, this is an insulting thing to say, but I think Taurus is an emotionally repressed water sign.
No, they're going to be nice here, but they're quite repressed.
They're very repressed. However, I think I see that Tauruses feel very deeply, but they would rather show it through something physical than talk it out.
Then get to the bottom of it.
But like the way that Taurus wants to create like a beautiful atmosphere and a comfortable place and like a safe space for everybody to be in and like the luxury that they enjoy feels very water sign.
It does. And I always think back to like Queen Elizabeth, who is a Taurus, and how into obviously tradition and beauty and the garnishing of everything, very Taurus, but like at the end of it all, she was very interested in home and family and like was quite an emotional person, but really had to put it on hold for the royal family, even though I'm not a royalist in any way. I do think that there's like a lot of that there. It's just that the Taurus kind of has to like repress it.
Yep.
But to me, I mean, out of Virgo and Cap, I can't think of anything that's more watery.
Exactly. And when we get to Virgo, it is the air.
It is completely.
It's the air of the earth signs. It is so intellectual, so analytical.
So cerebral.
So cerebral. Just also, thinking. Cerebral's sexy, you guys. Don't get me wrong.
Cerebral no, it's is, super fucking sexy.
Cerebral is hot as
It is super out. Sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's why, like, in my fantasies, I fuck pilots and brain surgeons.
Exactly.
To me, it's like you're just far away in some ether land where, like, you have to make all these decisions and calculations, and I'm freaking here for it.
So, Virgo's air.
Yeah, definitely. Right.
What are Capricorns? And you're a Capricorn rising. I have no earth in my chart whatsoever, so I want to hear
which
your opinion.
Which I think
opinion.
Is so interesting.
Only my Chiron, and we're going to do an episode talking about Chiron, yes, which is our challenges. Chiron is my only earth. My Chiron is in Taurus. I have
That's
no earth.
That's so wild. I love it. That's so wild. Yeah, I'm a Cap rising. I think we assign Cap the fire sign of the earth sign.
Absolutely.
And I feel it. Like, Cap is unforgivably hardworking and intense.
Competitive.
And competitive and money-driven and, like, keeps me on my game.
I don't think it... I think money is one part of it. I think fame is much more important to Cap. I find the Cap ego...
Accolade.
Yeah. Yeah. I find the Cap ego... To be, this is a challenging statement. I'm drunk. I'm saying it, and you can come back with me.
Don't listen to Astrolashes if you don't want us to be drunk.
Based upon, you know, Western religious beliefs, I find the Capricorn ego to be satanic. And that means, no, I'm serious.
Nietzsche, no, I'm here for it.
Nietzsche, Church of Satan, it's all about the self.
Yeah, it is. And it is very much about the self.
And I think Capricorn is very much about self and very much about, like, the bringing up of the self.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not a slight. I don't...
It isn't.
Nothing
I
said just now.
I think we actually have some satanic listeners.
Well, I'm just trying to explain that
exactly.
When I say satanic, I'm not like, oh.
No.
I love it. I think it's fascinating. And yeah. I think it makes a lot of successful artists are Capricorns.
Absolutely.
Fire.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Fire of hell. From Satan's own breath.
Absolutely. And also just like, you know, sometimes there isn't a problem with the honoring of the self. Like, we...
Truly.
Really, it is kind of... Being alive is a isolated experience in some ways. So why not experience it with hedonism? And
I will also say that the entire journey of the Zodiac from, you know, 1 Aries and 12 being Pisces is a journey of self. And I find it really interesting that, like, the owning of self and ego is Capricorn at number 12.
Mm.
Or excuse me, at number 10.
Yeah.
It's so close to being at the end.
Yeah.
That it's extremely important that it doesn't come until, like, so much knowledge has been...
I so agree.
Has been, you know, earned.
Yeah,
earned, exactly. Truly. It's when you truly get to Cap in the Zodiac, they're like, I earned this shit.
No, they earned it. They fucking put in the work.
Absolutely.
They put in the work.
They put in the work for themselves, yes.
Yeah.
But they fucking earn it.
There's a lot of... When we did the tweet earlier, there was a lot of Cap hate. I do want to say that, like, mm-hmm. Not many people were like, this is great. Most people were like, this is fucking difficult. And you know what? Honestly, like, I can understand why a Cap might be challenging. They can feel unemotional.
Mm-hmm.
They can feel
but
distant.
They're not.
They're not. They're just... They're very, very driven and on their own directive. But that doesn't make them disinterested. It just means that you have to kind of, like... It's going to be a challenge to connect.
A Cap knows what they want. You either get on board with them or you don't.
Yeah, like, if you're not fitting, you're not fitting, and please stop trying.
And it's just, you either believe in the vision and you go along for the ride or you don't. But I think it's very fiery.
It's
very fiery.
It's super fiery.
And I think it's too often associated with money and success more so than it is with, like, truly, like...
Ethic.
Yeah, and, like, being the top of your game.
Yeah. They're on top of their
mm-hmm.
shit. Like, they're not going to settle for being mediocre.
Yeah.
But I think that can put people off because you're just like, you know, capitalism and, like, drive can be very toxic, and I'm sure there are many Caps who are like that. But at the same time, I think there's something to be said for somebody who just wants to be really fucking good at what they're doing.
I think the danger of Cap is that they can become a little bit in love with their own mythology. They
oh
can
God,
become
totally.
A little enamored with their own story of struggle and strife and work. And it can be really hard to, like, support that as a friend or as a lover,
yeah.
as I have been so many times. So I'm
Absolutely.
A Cancer. I'm the mother of Zodiac. My opposite is Capricorn, the father of a Zodiac. We're supposed to be really deeply compatible. As it turns out, in the dating world, we're not. We're not.
Right.
I'm not suited for that. But my friends that are Caps... You either just like believe in the vision and you want to get behind it and root for them. Capricorns need
unlimited support, period.
They need intelligent cheerleaders. They difference. Do.
That's so true, actually. Like, my boyfriend's a Capricorn. He wants me to support him in his vision.
But they don't want blind support.
But they don't want... Exactly.
They want believers in their vision and their mythology. And they want that a calculated created.
Opinion on what they're doing.
Yep.
But...
They want support.
They want support.
But they want it from the right...
Smart people.
Yeah.
They don't have time for bullshit.
Yeah.
And I think that's why a Scorpio and a Capricorn, like me and my partner...
Great mix.
...are so suited. Great mix. Because we're just like, I am not here for your nonsense. Please keep the nonsense at bay. We're not allergic to it. It's fine.
Okay, next up.
All right, so we're going to move on to water.
So, did we do air?
Oh, no, we didn't.
Water's last.
Okay, let's do air.
So Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, right? This was the hardest one for us.
It was very difficult.
We argued. We never argue. I wouldn't even say we argued about this.
It was traded ideas. It was very violent.
You have to understand water signs don't argue.
We're just like, oh, it's so beautiful. You think that. Thank you so much for sharing.
I don't agree, but...
It's okay.
That's lovely. Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. We're in Libra season. It was tough. I stood by Gemini as fire.
Yeah, I agree.
Fire is immediate. Fire is action.
Yeah.
Fire is...
They're feisty.
Yeah, they're feisty. It's kinetic energy.
Yes, it is.
It's deeply kinetic. Yeah. And I think that, to me, of all the air signs, Geminis embody that the most. They so deeply want to move everyone.
Yes, they do.
They want to be the catalyst for everything.
Yeah.
They just want to do it intellectually.
Yeah.
In a different way than normal fire signs do, but they're, to me, total fire sign of the air signs.
No, they're completely fire sign. Let's move on to Aquarius, because I think we want to talk about how we got to the Libra decision that we did. But tough. Aquarius, clearly we chose water, although that was very tough.
It was tough. We chose Aquarius water.
Honestly, you know, you hear Aquarius and you think, that's a water sign. And we get that, and that's obvious. There's some water playing into the Aquarius sign, but...
They're the water carrier.
They're a water carrier, but... We thought to ourselves, like, Aquarius, despite this reputation for being airy and flaky and aloof, underneath all of that is this deep emotional
well.
Absolutely. So to us, it seemed that they could be nothing else than
I think than Aquarius water. Doesn't handle... like watery emotional depths on a personal level.
In the way that we do.
But on the societal level, yes. They're deeply concerned with it. And, it, you know, there's the fact that, like, okay, I'm going to get a little hoo-hoo, but the last two signs of the zodiac, just like the first two signs, are intrinsically drawn together. It's no coincidence that the second to last sign is the water carrier and the last sign is Pisces of water.
Mm.
Aquarius is like the end of the evolution of the 12 signs. Pisces is the ultimate evolution, but Pisces is so evolved that they're just like kind of the ether. They've like stopped the humanitarian journey.
They're in the stars
of the stars.
Yeah.
Aquarius is the last stop to that,
where
it's like you're between human and ether.
Yeah.
And I think it's a watery place of like being in the depths all the time.
It's so true.
I think they're extremely emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Their language for representing it and translating it is just very different than everyone else's.
Yeah, and I might even argue that I can't believe I'm going to say this. God forgive me, but...
God forgive you? Wow.
I mean, Lucifer, whoever the fuck you want to choose. I would almost say that Aquarius have transcended
yes.
that need for the kind of depth that we're used to.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
person to person.
It isn't transcendent.
They don't need it.
No. It isn't transcendent in that, like, oh, you're smaller or less evolved. It's more transcendent in that, like, I don't even need this language to approach that sort of emotionality. Which is, I love Aquarius, but I understand when people are like, what in the actual fuck is this person thinking? It's not that they're not thinking. It's that they're 25 steps ahead of you.
It's that my Aquarius roommate can listen to me talk about my love life and be absolutely bored out of his mind.
Right.
And then I can bring up, like, oh, like space-time continuum or the environment or something about like the way the Earth physically works, and he'll cry it at the drop of a hat.
Right. It's almost like I would argue that like tears and the body and the way that we express ourselves in emotion is analog.
And they're digital.
Right.
High five. We just high-fived.
Wow, we really...
We got there.
Who knew that this podcast is going to stan Aquarius so hard? I didn't know that.
I certainly didn't when I started. Jesus. Water signs, last ones. Not because we're water signs, but because they're the last one in the the order.
But also the best. We saved the best for last.
That is not true. Stop that right now. Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces. Scorpios are evil.
I'm the bad co-host.
They're the last of the elements. Cancer is the first water sign. Scorpio is the second water sign. Pisces is the last water sign.
Right.
So even though I have a really, really hard time with this.
I know.
We still agree.
Yeah. That Cancer is earth.
It's the earth of the water.
It makes sense.
I hate it.
Talk about it.
No, you talk about it because okay. I don't want to.
So she's a Cancer. Andy's a Cancer. And obviously Cancer is extremely watery. But to be fair, if you look at a Cancer's priorities, they're very much about the home and making a foundation for themselves, but not in a simple, silly sort of way. It's like they want a space to be sacred. They want to be able to be empowered in their space. It's not just about like cooking stuff in the kitchen.
I'm going to interrupt and be a little cocky and say we also want to create it for the people we love.
Of course, of course,
it's
of
not
course.
Just about a home for ourselves.
No.
It's really about like...
others.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, for sure.
Also, it's both.
Yeah, because I mean, of the Pisces and Scorpio and Cancer, like... Pisces and Scorpio are not really that concerned with others.
No.
They're really not. Like, they'll love others, but they're not. You guys are. So it makes sense that you guys are earthly. I mean, you want to create a grounding, a foundation, something stable and true. Mm-hmm. So, like, I couldn't see you guys as being airy at all or being fiery. You're not. You could be fiery, but you're not the most fiery.
Definitely not the most fiery.
Yeah, no. Which leads us to our
kindred spirits, Scorpios. Scorpios, and this is, the entire conversation started because I think like years ago I said Scorpio is the fire sign of the water signs.
Yeah.
They are. So water is, you know, water is known for its depth and its emotional capacity and its intuitive like skills and its dreamliness and its other earthliness. But when it comes to Scorpio, a Scorpio will like, get in a fucking bar fight. A Scorpio will throw down. A Scorpio will meet someone that night and be like, I need your body right now. It's very true. Fiery.
It is. It's driven by impulse.
It's fiery in the sexiest way of being watery. And it's like saying like, I'm bringing you to my depths, but I'm doing it right now on instinct, immediately, without any fear or hesitation or conservative values, which Pisces and Cancer are like scared little shy babies. And Scorpio's like, I'm not fucking shy. Who are you talking to?
It's so true. I mean, when you look at a Scorpio, I think you think intensity. And like the only thing I can, the only element that I can think that matches that besides water is fire, because it just burns quickly and thoroughly and doesn't stop for anything.
Yeah.
That's very Scorpio.
And transformative. They're the two most transformative elements.
Exactly. They are very transformative, yeah.
And Scorpio is the sign of transformation, and fire is the element of transformation. It makes sense to me.
Which brings
Pisces.
Yes.
To air.
Which also makes complete
sense. You little astronaut babies.
You little weirdos.
Aquarius and Pisces. First of all, I love them so much.
So many feelings.
You stand Aquarius, I stand Pisces.
I'm trying with Pisces. They feel like my very weird younger brother.
You can't stand Pisces. What do you mean you're trying? You hate them. You talk shit on Virgo publicly, but privately you're all about hating on Pisces.
You're fucking right. You know why? Because a Scorpio is so loyal.
Yeah. They're one of mine.
Exactly.
They're in your family.
Exactly.
They're in your water family.
I'm like, I can't possibly publicly
hate on
them.
Your fucking Sicilian water signness cannot admit how much of a problem you have with your Pisces little brethren.
She's calling me the fuck out in public right now. It's Virgos and Pisces, you little bitches.
I love Pisces so much.
I know you do. No, I love them too.
The best romantic relationships ever had. Can, like, right to this very day.
Yeah. Pisces. I believe it. I believe it.
Pisces. But my mom, my grandmother, my best friend growing up, Carrie, all of my, like, my deeply, deeply Pisces. Held people, Pisces. And it's not coincidence.
No.
Come on now.
No, no.
But they are love airy. Water signs. But they're airy. They're airy.
They are airy. They're dreamers.
That's true. I'm here for my fam.
Exactly. They're connected to me.
I'm like water mob.
Oh my God. You love water. Water mafia. I love water too. I love it. I mean, the rest of you can just go.
Oh, Diana. Lisa.
Just kidding.
Stop
I'm joking.
Right?
I'm joking. No. I'm joking. I'm
just playing. Nobody knows what a Scorpio is joking because you're scary.
I know. I'm just playing up to my reputation. I'm only kidding. I love everyone.
Pisces is the air signs and the water signs because Pisces, so when we talked about like the journey of the zodiac, Pisces is the final sign.
Yeah.
It is the evolution of like the spirit of humanity.
Rising into the ethos.
It's so in the ether.
Yeah.
They're stardust. Everything a Pisces does is based on intuition.
Yeah.
They can think they're intellectual. They can study all they want and good as a Pisces. You definitely should read some books because God damn it, you need some grounding. But you are so out there.
Can I just say, like, a few of you are hot messes. Get it together.
I'm going to say most of you are.
Look. Yeah. I mean, there's Cancer, there's Pisces, there's Scorpio, and I'm trying to be careful with my words here.
Don't be.
Scorpio is the, like, cool sibling. And Pisces
you're
is
the middle
like,
sibling, by the way.
We are.
By the way.
No, we are.
Cancer's the oldest.
But you
Pisces
know what?
Is the, but we're the most... the angry middle kid.
Yes, we are.
Pisces, and Pisces is like the free-flowing baby.
The freaky weirdo whose teeth never grew in, and you're like, why are you such a weird kid?
But you know what? Middle you kid in your leather it. Jacket, smoking in the hallways at school, Scorpio.
Smoking in the middle of the hall.
Everyone
wants
get
to
the
be
fuck over
just
it.
Just like us. Everyone's like, can't wait to be friends with those guys.
There's a really great meme of like, everybody says water signs are so, you know, weak and mushy. And I'm a Cancer. I've got these pinchers. And Scorpio's like, yeah, and I'm a Scorpio. I've got these claws. And Pisces is like, wait. I didn't get it.
Do
anything.
I just evaporate
I'm
into
a fish.
Nothingness?
I'm a fish. I have nothing.
You're a tiny fish.
Yeah.
But you know what? Pisces, I'm going to make my peace with you one day. It's going to be great.
I've already made my peace knowing that you're a weaker sibling. we're very drunk on this episode.
We're very drunk. But honestly, we're not very, like, we're not a mess.
No.
We're very honest, which is probably going to get us canceled, but.
By whom?
The Astrology Council. The people who give that much of a fuck to get offended that we don't like Pisces or Virgos that much or
Sag. All right.
Just stop it. Don't be such bitches.
Okay. So it's a very long episode. We're talking
so
too long because we have not been here with you and we missed you guys.
We're
missed talking about this. We missed having this conversation.
We're trying to fill 3 months worth of time here.
I know. So let's just like, let's bring in like one more element before we go. Not like literal elements of.
Oh, one more element.
One more aspect of the show.
We're gonna
one more segment. Segment is the word.
And on to our last segment.
Oh,
is the guessing
segment.
Game.
Woo! who's prominent right now? Who's in the news right now?
So, as we all know, Andy is a genius at guessing astrological
not
signs.
Not true.
It's pretty true though. It's weirdly uncanny valley type shit. Andy?
Yeah.
I've prepped a few questions for you.
Oh god.
Test your limits here.
Okay.
We're going to do a poet because we're
yes.
a poetry podcast in part. We're poets. I'm going to do a political figure and we're going to do just like a pop culture dude.
Wonderful. Love
all
the dichotomy.
Are you ready?
That. You know that. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm snapping back.
We're going to start with Shawn Mendes. Cutie patootie pop singer that I want to maybe fucking lick up and down forever.
Okay. You have an issue.
Yes, I do.
Isn't he like, he's like 15.
No, I hope he's like over 25.
That's really hoping a lot.
Fuck.
He's a fetus. He has placenta on the back of his ears that he has not even like combed out of his hair yet. He's a fetus.
Wow. Then I correct myself. And if he's not over 25, I take it back.
I'm joking. I know that he's very sexy. I know nothing about him.
He's sexy.
I like his new song with Camila Cabello. Did I say that name right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Did I get like...
It might be Cabello. I don't know.
Sorry.
Don't know.
White celebrity mom.
I also don't know how she spells her name, so I couldn't say how you say
okay.
it.
Okay. So what I'm saying is that he's a name I've heard. I've heard a few of his hits. I want to say Pisces because he feels really sensitive. Mm. But like I have no...
Yeah.
I have no knowledge. None. So this is a tough one for me. Look him up, look him up, look him up.
I'm gonna look him up right now. Okay. Boop, 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 boop.
I'm petting your cat while you do this.
The kitty's been really good. He's a Leo.
Shit. Okay. Okay.
Isn't it always disappointing when there's a hot guy Leo?
I know.
You're just like, you stupid little hot. When somebody's hot and they're
a Leo, I'm like, come on, that's so obvious.
I know. Why do you get that?
I was trying to give you more credit than that.
I know.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's wonderful. Okay. All right. All right. All right. He's very pretty.
But he must have a water moon sign, right?
He must. And I'm not even saying he might have a Cancer moon.
Because he's quite understated. I think he knows that he like is sexy.
He knows he's sexy.
But he's got a softness.
He does. Yes. And I feel like he's a little too subtle to be a Leo.
Agreed. Like, his skin seems very soft and I wouldn't even touch it.
Okay, we're on different wavelengths right now. I'm going to say that he has a water moon. I respect the fact that he's a Leo. I knew nothing about him. I guess Pisces. Totally fair. Okay.
Fair
all
enough.
Right, all right.
All right. More seriously, I'm going to move on to Meghan Markle. So.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So many feelings about this. You probably Meghan see
Markle,
me.
Fiery. The English press,
I know,
is so disgusting. Obviously racist.
Yeah.
With her.
Yeah. Super reductive, super fucked up toward Meghan.
I love that she has become part of the royal family.
Oh my god. She's just transcended everything that they stand for. Like, she single-handedly come into this family and turn the conversation onto diversity, ethical behaviors, ethical creation of goods,
modernity, and the actual like living present that we're in.
Right. When the Grenfell fire happened, she like created a cookbook with the community to support the cause. Like, she is like down to make change happen, and she's a lovely woman, and people have treated her with nothing but either disregard or blatant racism or rudeness.
Or I think there's a thing in England. Seriously, I really do. And I say this as somebody who has English friends and dated an English person for a long time. I think there's like a subtle racism they don't even understand as racism because they're not American, right. Where it's like extremely obvious.
Right.
That England has this like...
It's almost it's, like it's built so in and okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not.
Where in America you can be like, oh, you're you said racist. That? That's racist. In England, it's a little trickier.
Yeah, it's so true. It's like they will go through and they'll be like, well, Meghan didn't show like her baby's picture when the baby was born, therefore she's awful. It's like, you're just being racist.
Yeah.
Like,
so it's hard for me to guess with her because,
again,
like, I don't know a ton about her other than her situation in that marriage. Part of me wants to call her a Capricorn because of like her like queenliness.
Totally.
And I mean that literally, like, just like, I've ascended to this throne and I've earned it. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't feel entirely appropriate. Part of me wants to call her a little bit of a fire sign for like not giving a shit.
Yeah. And she's an actor.
Yep. Exactly. So like not giving a shit about like the protocol and just like being herself.
So good. Yeah.
So part of me wants to weigh in on a fire sign.
What fire sign?
Not thinking? Sag. Not Sag.
She doesn't seem Aries to me.
Maybe Leo. Yeah. Maybe she's got I don't know. I'm saying Leo, I don't know.
Well, she's a Leo. We just knocked our microphone down in excitement. Woo! She's a Leo.
Knocked it over in excitement because I was correct.
Clink.
All right, girl.
She's, I mean, I can see that. Like, she's an actor. She has no problem delivering a speech. She's okay accepting praise, whereas other people get uncomfortable around it. Mm-hmm. She's just, like, queenly in every way.
But I do have to say, part of the Leo thing that I do see, and I respect it, this is not a slight, is to say that, like, I think she wants to be accepted.
She does want to be accepted.
She's not bending toward that
or
changing for it, but I do feel a need to be accepted in her that feels a little bit Leo to me.
Can I just say something super fucked up and bitchy?
Mm-hmm.
As a Scorpio, I'm just kidding.
You're not kidding.
I kind of think that, like, I'm going to go as far to say almost everyone in the arts with the hyper focus on actors, of course you want to be accepted. You've built your entire career on being chosen to be a person who is on camera.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there's an understated actor who is like, oh, yeah, I don't need that.
I don't give a shit. No, that's like bullshit.
You fucking 100% and fully give the fucking shit.
And I totally understand that regard. And
of course. I mean, we're both writers. Yeah, like, we exactly. both want...
an audience. We're podcasting.
Oh, my God.
We're not just having a conversation amongst ourselves. We're literally
sitting here... oh, wow.
Performing.
We're just drunkenly. A bunch of little Meghan Markles right here. Up in the shit.
All right.
Love you, Meghan.
Next up. Love you, Meghan. Love you.
Love you forever. Stan you so hard. also, I date a British person who is a serious royalist, and he loves Meghan, too. So I just wanted to let you know that there are British people here who also love Meghan.
We're at the end of our second bottle.
We're giving so much of our livers to you guys. It's an unhealthy situation.
Okay. Now we're going to go for a writer.
Right.
Give me a writer.
All right. So I think a lot of you listen to us because we're poets and we love poetry and we write a lot about literary stuff and whatever. So I said, and whatever, like no big deal at all.
NBD.
Whatever.
poetry. She flipped her hair when she did that.
Poetry and whatever. Which is a phrase no one has ever said.
Ever.
Anne Carson.
Okay. Oh.
Or Queen Anne Carson.
Did you just do this to me, my hero?
Yeah,
my
Queen,
hero.
Queen
my
Anne. Hero. Queen Anne.
Okay. Oh, fuck. However, sorry, I'm swearing too much. I'm drunk. How have I not thought about this? Okay, so here. Okay.
Yeah.
Hear me out.
I love it. Go for it.
I have a couple of ideas.
Okay.
Autobiography of Red being one of her famous books, right? Eros,
delicious.
Right? She has volcanoes on the covers of three of her books, I want to say.
I think so.
She's really concerned with redness and fire and action. However, she doesn't write like a fire sign. She doesn't communicate like a fire sign. And I find the fascination with translating Greek literature to be something very classical and deep and old and
watery.
Yes. I think she's a water sign.
Okay, which one? She can't be a Scorpio.
I want to say Scorpio.
Do you?
Yeah, but she's not.
Right?
I want to say Scorpio.
She's softer than Scorpio. That. Yeah. But she's softer, you know it.
But she's not a Pisces.
You don't think
she's
so?
She's way too fiery to
Why
be
not?
A Pisces.
Why not a Pisces?
No, because like...
There's too
she's
much...
She's too fiery.
Too much calculation.
The volcano, the
red... No, you're right. Fucking right.
She chooses volcanoes to be her symbol. I know that she's not earthy. She's not earthy at all. Mm-mm. She's not esoteric enough to be air.
No.
Even though she's extremely experimental. She's either fire or she's water. And I'm going to choose between the two.
She can't be fire.
Oh, she's so fiery.
I know, but she can't be fire.
And I want to say she's the fire of the water signs, but she's Scorpio. But it just don't get Scorpio vibes from her.
It doesn't feel like that.
Pisces or Cancer.
Is this your final answer?
Hang on. I'm going to compliment myself as a Cancer.
Please do. You guys are the fucking best.
No, we're not. We're the worst.
We're the best.
We're the worst. And I'm going to say maybe she's a Cancer. And if she is, it's going to make my month.
Okay, let me look.
Is there like a ticker going around?
She's a Cancer.
What? No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. That's a...
Do we burn your ear holes off?
Sorry.
I don't know how this comes through. Please tweet us and let us know. Please don't scream next time.
I'm sorry, you guys. That's the best news I've had in a long goddamn time.
That's a great bone news. It's amazing.
Anne Carson is one of mine.
Boom.
God damn it.
Welcome to the fucking club.
Okay, what I will say.
If you guys haven't read Autobiography of Red or any of the Anne Carson books, please do.
Glass, Irony, and God, A Book of Essays, is my favorite book probably of all time. It's in my top three.
Wow.
It's in my top three. There are three poetic essays in the book. First one is the Glass Essay. The Glass Essay is possibly my favorite piece of writing in modern literature. And it's a... God, it's so Cancerian now that I'm thinking about it, now that I know that information. It's her going through her divorce mixed with the biography of Emily Bronte mixed with yoga and her dreams and her therapeutic sessions. I can't...
Gotta read it.
I can't deal with this right now. It's
gotta read it.
It's my favorite piece of writing. She's talking about her divorce with her mother in the poem. And she's telling her mother, you know, it's so heavy. I don't know where to put this pain down. And she says back to her, like, you know, why don't you let me carry it for you? It's a line that has infused its way into my own poetry. It's infused its way into a poetry, into a poem about my own mother.
There's a lot of weight there.
I'm freaking out about this.
Well, don't worry. We can do an entire episode about Ann Carson if you want one day.
A whole thing about cancers and
next
moms.
Cancer season.
All of you have mother issues. Every single one of you has mother issues. Cancers just deal with it head on every day of our lives. That's why we make good writers.
Yeah, for real.
Okay, so.
Guys, it's been an hour and a half worth of an episode.
Yeah, so we wanted to talk about Lisa's episode of Writers and
didn't
Their
we?
Signs.
Didn't we talk about it?
Not really.
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
I feel like we did. I think we mentioned
your list.
It.
We didn't go through your list.
Ugh.
All right,
guys,
next episode.
Real quick.
Okay.
I wrote this article called Which... I feel like we... I really think we're so drunk we don't remember. But I'm pretty sure we did talk about it.
We mentioned we were going to talk about it, but we didn't talk about it.
Oh, God. I don't even know.
Just do it.
Well, really quick, I wrote an article called The Poetry Collection for Every Astrological Sign. It's at the website littleinfinite.com.
Littleinfinite.com.
It's a site that I write poetry pieces for. And I wrote an article that assigns a poetry collection to every sign. Even though I think we talked about this, maybe we didn't. And you guys can at least know that we do drink several bottles.
We did an intro.
We didn't talk about it. Oh, I'm not going to tell them everything. You guys have to send your clicks that way. I ain't going to give you no freebies.
You didn't give the list away. You talked about the list.
Yeah. So if you're very curious about which book you should read, go to littleinfinite.com. It is on the site. Just type in astrology. You'll find it.
There's a whole list of writers and books and themes by their zodiac sign.
Yes. I did that. Also, I did that a few years ago for the Huffington Post. And people loved that article. So if you want to type in my name and Huffington Post and astrology and poetry, find a book that you...
That would be Lisa Basile or Lisa Marie Basile.
Yeah. Find a book, find a new book, buy that book or buy the book at a used book sale or get it from your library and read it and enjoy it. Books are great. We love books. We're writers. We're poets. I'm so drunk that like...
Books are great.
I don't know. I'm a writer, but I don't know.
You've stayed with us for so long.
We've gotten to the point where we're saying books are great.
Yeah, books are great. We just need to come back with more content more often, which is obviously what you want.
Yeah. And we love you guys so much. Like, the second we put up this tweet about astrological prejudice, you guys answered. You were full of ideas and opinions and zest. And we love you guys so much for it. And literally every single person who responds to our tweets or Instagram posts or anything to do with us in real life, even if you're a Virgo who corners me at a party, I love you.
We really do. We really do love you. We're so here for all the biases and all of the positive opinions. Seriously.
Life is about love and
the
beauty.
The bias is positive and negative. We're here for all of it.
Yeah.
Write to us. Tell us what you want. Tell us what you're dissatisfied with. Tell us what you love. We're here for it.
Yeah.
Please, please.
Thank you so much for listening. This has been the 6th episode of Astrolashes.
It's Andy and Lisa, two Italian American bitches, giving you some zodiac up in your face.
And bringing the zest.
Bringing the zestiness.
Oh, good night, my babes. My little astrolashes. Are we allowed to put this on the internet?
Yeah. Lushes.
Do you think so?
Lushly.
This is when you go to your aunt's house for dinner and she doesn't stop clanking the glasses together.
We're your divorced Aunt Karen.
They're like,
we are.
Let's just clank one more time. Let's just do it one more time.
Drink it up. Drink it up. Drink it up.
Good night, my babies.
Good night, girls.
Good night, girls. Good night, girls.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.